holy miracle of television. It's America's favorite talk show. Do TV late at night. For the world's most watchable band, YouTube. And now, the man who keeps the green voters but refuses to eat the yellow stars, Bono!
Like you! Great crowd we got tonight, hey. What happened? Did the bus from Jeopardy break down again? Like you. But I'll tell you, thank you. In the time it takes for you to stop applauding, they've dumped 17,000 tons of waste into the North Sea. So don't you be flashing that applause sign again, or you'll kill every duck in Belfast. Larry! That's a cue. Oh, rock and roll doggy. Yeah. All right. Now let's say hello to the master of the jangling six string, The Edge. Looks like about 14 cows were slaughtered in outfitting The Edge tonight.
Well, that's 14 cows less that are polluting the ozone with their methane gases.
Out! Woo! Edge is hot tonight. Can't be messing with him. All right, this is the section of the crowd over here that would have voted for the fat Bono stamp. Yeah! Vote for it! Exercise your right! All right, and play the blues! Tonight, in the zoo, we've got some very funky cats. And our special guest tonight, Mr. George Jefferson himself, Sherman Helmsley! Yeah! So let's get down! Let's get frisky! Let's get absolutely busy! Yeah! Woo!
I'm Ben Stiller, and this week we're coming to you from a steam room because...
I'll tell them why. Because Fox is a hot network, man.
Keep watching, it'll make you lose weight.
Fox is so hot, I can't breathe.
Hey, Jane, how are you?
Hi. Well, we canceled the steam room sketch, so now you thought you'd save money and host from here.
All right, let's go to our first piece of the show. It's going to be really great. Why don't you just grab a robe and go with it?
I don't think so.
I love you.
I love you, too.
It's time, once again, for Otto the Anti-Cupid. Growing up in the shadow of his younger brother Cupid, Otto, embittered and enraged, dedicated his life to forcing people to fall in love with the wrong person.
Benjamin Bradley, 28 years old, likes sports, the theater, being in the great outdoors, or inside by the fire reading a good book. Looks like a man in search of love to me. There's a lovely one. She's a beauty. Cupid's perfect match.
Too bad I'm not Cupid.
And I'm filled with hatred and rage. All right, ladies. Time for love.
Whee! Hi there.
Hello, young man.
No, I mean, hi there. I'm Benjamin.
Oh, my name is Gertrude Anderson.
You're beautiful.
Oh, I'm 78 years old.
Things you must know.
I'm sorry.
Teach me, girl. Take me to school.
Young man.
I'm sorry, Kurt. I'm moving too fast. I know. I can go slower. Really, I've done that too. Whatever your game is, Kurt, I'll play it.
Oh, please, please, help, please.
Oh yeah.
Can I help you?
Yes. Yes, you can. I'd like to see Gertrude, please.
Oh, dear. That's the man from the park. Make him go away.
All right, pal. I don't know what kind of sick thrills you're getting.
Gertrude! Gertrude,
hey,
Helen!
This is retirement hall. It's not a playground for perverts.
Helen! She's expecting... You don't understand!
What's the matter? You getting enough attention from your grandparents?
Gertrude! Please, just hear me out! I love you!
I love you! Oh, that is rich!
I know we can make it work! We just both have to want it! Gertrude, I know you can hear
that
me!
That doesn't, buddy. You're out of here.
Gertie!
People like you that make this world a horrible place.
Don't worry. He'll find love again.
You have the bluest eyes.
What?
Disky.
Get out of here!
Oh, I love my life.
Next week on Otto the Anti-Cupid.
Wait, I love you. I love you. I do.
Doomed souls wander the earth, unfit for heaven or hell. And they're waiting to talk to you. It's Creepy Board.
Creepy Board, talk to the dead. Speak to murdered relatives, spell out what they said. Are they in hell or are they safe? With Creepy Board, you've got one foot in the grave.
Creepy Board. Just lay your hands on the pointer and let the spooks do the rest.
I am in Todd.
All right, gang. Cookie break.
Creepy Board. Sacrifice with joy. Fun with depth for every girl and boy. Creepy Board. Dabble in a cult. And find out death is not just for adults.
Creepy.
Feel the cold hand of a loved one on your neck with Creepy. Some assembly required. Manufacturers are not responsible for the eternal damnation of souls. Creepy Board by Funners.
Hey, let me tell you something. Letterman is out of there, all right? The guy's defected. No, it's history, all right? It's old news. No, you're going to be stuck in the thing without a paddle, looking around saying, you know, why couldn't I help you out? And I'm telling you, these guys are here with a lifeboat. It's Willie, Tyler, and Lester. These guys can host a show. Yes, one's a dummy, one's a ventriloquist, but that doesn't mean that they can't ask questions at the same time, Tunes. It's great. We'll sit with it. Okay. All right.
Whew. Michael, I have been looking, as you know, for an agent for a long time, and I just want to make sure that I'm making the right decision, that's all.
You know what? Get up and get out of here. Go see every other agent in town and then come back to me because you know you're going to come back.
Well, I've always loved... I'm a kid, and I've always loved superheroes. And so I came up with this character where I would be a superhero, but my power would be I would have an incredible sense of smell.
Stop. No, really. Just wait a minute. Have you been coming in here at night, like, sneaking through my papers or something? Or were you born, like, were you electrocuted when you were a kid and you got psychic something happening? Because I am not kidding you when I tell you that 6 days ago I wrote down for no reason, not even knowing I was going to meet you, Howie Mandel, smell, superhero.
You like the idea?
Like it? Come on, give me some of it. Come on, give me a taste. Come on.
Well, I'd pick up the...
Uh-oh. Find the crime.
There's a mastermind, a criminal.
Smell the crime.
He's going to overtake the world. I smell something. He's going to overtake the world. It would be like that.
Wow. Can I just say I smelt it just then with you? I mean, I'm not kidding you. And it was scary. I don't know if this is a scary thing, but it's a scary and funny.
I see it as more like a St. Elsewhere meets the Wonder Woman kind of.
This is great. This is great. You know what? You're my favorite client. I haven't even signed you yet.
Well, I will sign.
This is the reason I got in the business, so I could meet up with people like you, go like this, go, hey, now let's do this, all right? And now we're going to do that together.
I'm excited. I'm going to call you, Michael, I'll call you in the morning to get the papers. This is
You know what I smell? I smell something. I smell the beginning of a long something.
This is going to be great.
Hey, Howie, stay healthy. That nose is a gold mine now, right?
Jennifer, Howie Mandel, that's the guy who puts the glove on his head, right? Or is he the guy who hits the fruit with a hammer?
Hey, welcome back to the Steam Room. And, you know, I thought this might be a good opportunity for us to thank our sponsors, who are really the backbone of the show. We never really get a chance to talk to them and tell them how much we appreciate their support, so...
Yeah, and we use all the products that we sell. I mean, for instance, my teeth are as white as these tiles.
My toupee stays on, even in water.
My corns have all dissolved.
The food is fast and delicious.
Okay, so thanks, and just remember, buy those products, because they're good, and they really do work.
It's time, once again, for a 30-second conspiracy theory.
John F. Kennedy was assassinated for one reason only, because he was obsessed with the dream of mass-producing an electric car. When the heads of the corporations of this country found out about his dream, they sent a lone gunman to Dallas. He drove there without stopping for gas once because he was driving in an electric car. With the death of John Kennedy, so died the dreams of the electric car. But it was reborn in his son, Robert Kennedy, and died again. And now the hopes and dreams of the electric car live on only in me. I will be assassinated on July 5th, 1994, by Lee Harvey Oswald III. He'll be driving an electric car.
The manatee is a slow, lumbering, docile creature, swimming majestically in the filthy toilet that man has created. We blow chunks into their home, rape their environment. We are committing genocide.
Cut.
I'm so sorry. He's a little fatigued from the expedition. Perhaps a little punch drunk.
All right, Jop. Time is money, okay? So let's just do this again.
Oh, money? How much dollars will it take to clean the ocean?
Let's do it again.
Recuing.
Monsieur Lamont, please read the script in your hands. Pierre. This is my 85th special. I know what I'm doing. He'll be fine.
He better be.
The manatee is a slow, lumbering, docile creature that roams the depths of the sea, searching in vain for a sweet lover. Oh, I need a woman. Kiss me. Kiss me. I love you. Why do you taunt me with your beauty?
Hey, get off the glass!
Oh, your loins scream for me, admit it.
Disgusting.
Come on, guys.
Monsieur, monsieur, the producer, she grows impatient. Ah, Pierre, women, they get impatient. If they didn't, they wouldn't be so beautiful.
Here we go.
The manatee is a slow, lumbering, docile creature that hurts no one. He spends his time swimming in the ocean until he is eventually killed.
Look at me! I am a helpless manatee!
Cut!
But please don't kill me! I swim in the ocean, and I love my life!
I am holding you personally responsible for this!
Please! Pierre, I'll get it. S'il vous plaît, monsieur, s'il vous plaît.
The manatee is a slow, lumbering, docile creature that roams the depths of the sea.
Oh, there he is.
I call him Francois. Hello, Francois.
Cut.
I loved you. But like everything I ever loved, you died a slow, tragic death. As the blade of my own propeller, I am your assassin.
Oh, no.
That is it!
Pierre, where are you?
Sure.
I killed Francois.
No.
It was all my fault.
It was not
I
your
killed
fault.
Him. She came through the propeller. And he was doing it. And he was doing it.
No.
Go away.
We go.
Go away.
I am home.
I'll take you home.
I am home, Pierre.
I can't believe this. Is there anything we can salvage out of this?
Yeah, I think I can edit something together.
The manatee
is a slow, lumbering
dusak.
Kitchar
that worms the sea, searching
for food
and someone to
love.
All right. Okay, we are back. Couple of announcements here. First off, tomorrow night on this program, Mr. Lester Tuckerby will be here from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he is 101 years old, and he's going to be bringing on some giant vegetables he's grown in his garden. Apparently, he's bringing on a 40-pound plantain. Ooh, Adam, you should have some fun with that one, huh? Okay, also, John Larroquette. All right, we're here with Sherman Hemsley, people. And before we're rudely interrupted, you were telling us a story. What was it, Sherman?
Oh yeah, right. So, Isabel.
You mean Wheezy now.
Right.
George's wife, Wheezy.
Right, Wheezy.
I love the way you say that.
Yeah.
Wheezy. Yeah. Wheezy.
Yeah, well, anyway, she's giving me one of her looks. You know?
Ooh, I know what you're talking about. It's that stone-cold look when you come home late from the dry cleaners once again.
Right. And Marla, Florence. Ooh. Tells me,
I'm not wiping it up, Mr. Jefferson.
Now, she is a sassy lass, isn't she?
Yeah.
She can really cook up the bacon and fry it up in a pan, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So anyway, I bend down to clean it up, but I slip and fall face first into it, right? I get up, it's all over my face, I'm bleeding, but I never miss a beat. The crowd goes crazy, and the cameras never stop rolling.
This man is a trooper, isn't he? Let's give it up for Sherman Hemsley. Now, Sherman, I also understand that you're writing a cookbook. Is that so?
That's right.
Now, why a cookbook for Sherman Hemsley, huh?
Well, because I love that down-home Louisiana spicy cooking.
Ooh, I love the way you say that. Wait a minute. Louisiana. Say it.
Louisiana.
I love it. Louisiana. Yeah.
Louisiana.
I love Louisiana.
Oh, hey. Check this out. Isn't this incredible?
The man is Sherman Hemsley. The book is Cooking with Sherman Hemsley. Yeah. Like you. All right, okay, so we take a look at what's on Zoo TV today.
Hey, why not?
All right, here we go.
Diseases, but in a game of doubles.
George Jefferson, what are you up to now?
Ladies and gentlemen, live via the Zoo TV satellite from Cairo, Egypt, it's Isabel Wheezy Sanford.
Isabel, you look as beautiful as ever. And Sherman, it's nice to see you. As cute and tiny as ever. Of course, I'm watching you on a tiny little monitor.
The magic is still there, people. Isn't it beautiful? You're seeing a magical reunion. And that's what it's all about. People coming together. Moving together. Because then if we can move together, we can move it on up. Isn't that right, Sherman?
That's right.
Isn't that right, Wheezy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, we're moving on up.
Moving on up to the east side.
Moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Moving on up.
Moving on up
to the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Sing it easy.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
George!
Beans don't burn on the grill.
Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
Now we're up in the big league, get my turn and back.
As long as we live, you and me, baby, ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on up
to the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Like you! Yeah. I'd like to thank my guests, Mr. Sherman George Jefferson Hemsley, Miss Isabel Wheezy Sanford, for the Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr. My name is Bono. Remember,
I'm not a god, I just play one on television. We'll see you tomorrow night on 2TV late at night. Thank you!
Hello, my name is Leslie Chapman. I am an actor slash dancer here in Hollywood. You might recognize me. I did a very popular Michael Jackson video a few years back. Boom, boom. Anyhow, times have been tough, you know, with the economy and whatnot. So if you know anybody who needs a good actor slash dancer, please give my agent Mike Gorman a call and we can set something up. Until then...
Hey, welcome back to the steam room. And we're in here because our producer thought it'd be really funny to be in the steam room. Guys,
why don't we get him in here? I think breathe in the fake smoke that kills.
Well, look, it's our producer.
That's a bad idea.
You like what you're putting us through? That's the
She's
problem.
Take off your pretty. Sweater.
Every joke I write doesn't work. Okay.
You just tuned out 100,000.
Look, he's wearing
viewers.
A sweater in the steam room.
So how's the salmon? Is it good?
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's good. You glad you ordered it?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. All right, because the polenta, I don't know what's wrong with this. It's tangy. I don't know. Is polenta supposed to be tangy? What's that about?
You're not getting a piece. It's a small piece. All I had today was a bowl of soup.
Did
I'm famished.
Should I ask you for any of your salmon? Did I say I wanted your salmon?
Like, I don't know what you're up to, mister.
I don't want any of your salmon. And I'm not going to eat the polenta, because it's not agreeing with me. No.
Abbott, it's a nice piece of fish.
No, I don't want it.
It's a nice piece of fish.
No, I don't need it. I really don't need it. Please.
Well, then stop pouting.
Fine, I'm not going to pout. If I was going to pout, I'd be your son. I'd be pouting.
Like father, like son. Can I say that?
That kid has no business sense. No business sense whatsoever.
I seem to recall you and your partner not having too much luck with the Nova business some years back.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's ancient history. Ancient history.
Well, why don't you want me to give Pishek a call? Ask him how he's
don't
doing?
Bring him. You're going to bring up Pishek? Poy, I'm Pishek, all right? Pishek is a no-good lying SOB, may he rot in hell, that bastard.
Oh, no, I can't eat. Am I digesting?
I can't eat either.
I'm upset, no.
I'm not going to eat either. You want me to eat with Pishek on my mind? Come on. I thought we were past Pishek.